Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences we encounter in our lives and how to use those experiences to drive positive momentum and great outcomes in our lives. This week, I want to talk about something very simple that most of us do every day of our lives as we get going or as we're getting ready to wind down or somewhere throughout the day. It's something that's pretty common, and that is we see our greatest ally or our greatest enemy staring right back at us as we look in the mirror and we see ourselves. And no matter what you think about yourself or how you view yourself, you are going to be the person who is going to be the biggest hindrance to anything that you want to accomplish, or the biggest ally, the biggest supporter of anything that you're going to accomplish. That whatever you see when you look at yourself in the mirror, whatever is looking back at you, that is, you are going to be the person who determines your outcomes. And other people, sure, they might tell you things, they might say things to you, but they can't really decide what it is that you do with your life, what it is you do with your time, with your energy, how you spend that, and what you're trying to accomplish out of it. Other people can influence you, maybe, if you allow them to, but you're going to be the one who really drives any outcomes that occur in your life. So whenever you are looking at yourself, whenever you're thinking about what your future looks like or what your present looks like, does my life look now the way that I want it to? Am I going the direction that I want it to? And there will be one person who will always be there. No matter what you try to do or anything else that you want to do, there will always be one person who will be telling you, yes, you can do this, or no, you can't do this. And that person is always going to be you, and you can decide what it is that you tell yourself. And other people may be able to come and say things to you that make you question yourself, but it still is going to be your decision. It's going to be in your mind. You're going to be the one who really tells yourself in a way that matters. Other people can say anything that they want, but they can't drive your actions. Somebody could tell you, you're never going to make it. You're not good enough. You're not going to succeed. All you're ever going to do is fail. People could tell you that all that they want. And the only way that it becomes right is if you start telling yourself, I'm not good enough, I'm not going to succeed, I can't do this, I'm going to fail, because you're the only one who can change your actions. You're the only one who can control your mindset, who can tell yourself, no, I'm a failure, I'm not going to do this, I can't, I won't, I shouldn't. And you can tell yourself that. You can use your energy in that way. You can choose to listen to those people who give you that negative feedback and tell yourself something bad about the outcomes that are going to happen. But that's not their fault. That's you are still making that decision. And while you can't control what other people say, what other people do, how they speak to you, or what their influence on you might be, you can decide how much time you spend with those people. You can decide who you surround yourself with in your life. So even if it seems like all that you're hearing is negative feedback, that may be an indicator that you should look at who you're giving your time to, who you're giving your most valuable resource to. If it's somebody who's just always tearing you down and telling you you can't do things and making you feel like you have some self-doubt, and yes, you're the only one who can control it, but why would you put yourself in a situation where you're going to get a negative feedback loop, where you're going to hear things over and over again about how you can't do things or you shouldn't do things, and you're going to train your mind to start hearing, you're going to train your mind by hearing those things to start believing them over time? If you don't give yourself the best opportunity that you can, why surround yourself with people who are going to give you that feedback loop? Why make it easier for the person who's looking back at you in the mirror to be an opponent to your own success? Why would you do that to yourself when you have the opportunity to surround yourself with people who are going to give you positive feedback, who are going to encourage you to try new and challenging things, who are going to tell you, yes, you can, you're capable, can I help? You can get people on your team that can help accelerate your progress, who can help take you to the next level, who can give you that encouragement that you need sometimes. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling a little bit slow, you can encourage yourself, but it's a whole lot easier if you have other people encouraging you as well to be able to take that step and do something challenging or new or unique. But if you have a positive influence, a positive interaction with somebody who tells you, yeah, you can do that, you should give it a shot. Why not go for it? That will only help you along the way. And then you can also have an easier time telling yourself, hey, yes, I can do this. Yes, this is good for me. Yes, I can succeed here. Because you're already filling your mind with those thoughts. You're getting that feedback. And so as you're looking at what you want to accomplish, whether you do or you do not, whether you succeed or you don't succeed, whether you give up, whether you keep going, all of those things are driven by you and you alone. And it doesn't matter what somebody else says. It doesn't matter what somebody else does. All that can do is it will help you. It will help hone your mindset. It'll help build a structure in your life that will be beneficial or harmful to you, but you're the one. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you are the only one who can decide if you're going to be an ally or an opponent to yourself, and you get to make that choice. And sometimes those choices include putting ourselves in different social situations, putting ourselves in places where we get great encouragement and feedback, putting ourselves in situations where we're challenged in our minds and in our spirits to be able to go and pursue something new, something different, something that will be better for us, that will take us to the next level, the next step that we want to get to. So whenever you're thinking about where you're at and you're maybe complaining about, I'm not where I want to be, and it's because this. Oh, well, if my boss that, if only I had the energy to, if only I had the time to. Well, it's if you don't, it's because you're not creating it. Yes, there are other things that happen. Influences happen in our life all the time, but you can still create the opportunity for yourself to do something new and do something different. And it's easy to tell ourselves that it's somebody else's fault. Somebody else did this thing to me. And that's not the truth. Yes, other people can do things to you, but other people can't decide how you respond, how you react. And that's something that I've really been focusing on this week for myself. As I've been looking at myself, I started putting notes on my mirror to remind myself of things like, this time can't be earned back. You know, just little notes to myself of reminders for to make myself be an ally for myself, because there's enough negativity in the world. There's enough obstacles. There's enough challenge. There's enough things that try to hold me back from accomplishing my purpose and my goals that I don't need to add myself to that list. I'm the one thing that I can control. I can control my mind completely. I can tell myself anything that I want to. I can close my eyes and I can envision anything that I've ever, that I could ever think of. I can see a perfect picture in my mind of what that looks like. If I want to think to myself, I'm going to look at a gray truck, and I can close my eyes and I can perfectly clearly, I can see a gray truck in my mind. If I tell myself I want to see $1 million, I've never seen $1 million cash in my life just there. But if I close my eyes, or if I focus, I can see that picture perfectly clearly in my mind. And that's something that I can control. And if I can control my mind enough to be able to see an image of something completely clearly, that I've never seen before and have no reason to be able to create in my mind. I can think of anything. I can think of, I want to imagine a 900-foot tall purple elephant with pink spots and a yellow tail, and I can close my eyes and I can picture exactly what that would look like. And it's ridiculous, but I can imagine this thing that doesn't exist. It's not real in any way, and my mind can create it immediately if I turn my focus to that. And that's why I work very hard to keep the things in my mind and in my life that are going to be those positive things where I can create that image in my mind of what I want my day to look like, what I want my week, my future to look like. And I can imagine those things. I can envision that life for myself, and I can see it in my mind's eye, so that when I look at myself in the mirror, I know that I'm going to be an ally for myself. I'm going to support myself. I'm going to drive these positive outcomes. I'm going to achieve and accomplish these things because I can see them so clearly, and I can work towards them, and I can take steps, and I can take actions right now today because I can see what that future looks like. And I know that all I need to do is take enough steps in the right direction, and I will get to that future because it's something that I can see so clearly that I can almost feel it. I can almost touch it. I can taste it. I know what that's like in my mind to be able to have all of the things that I'm looking for and want to accomplish in my life. And I know that I can help myself get there by using my own mindset, by creating a picture in my mind and driving these outcomes and these positive results in my life. Or I could tell myself, you can't do that. Why are you imagining $1 million? You'll never see that. Why are you imagining a new truck? Why are you imagining a purple elephant? You'll never see those things. And maybe I never will, but if I can see them, then I can believe that I'm going to achieve them, and I can keep taking steps towards them, and I can live a life that feels filled with purpose and joy because I'm doing the things that are driving me towards that picture in my mind, that are driving me towards fulfilling that dream, that are driving me towards that. And even if I never achieve it, it doesn't even matter because I know that I'm doing the things that I need to do to get there. And all that I can see in my mind is these results, is these steps that I'm taking. And that is what will help me to get to where I need to get to, where I want to get to. And that is what will help you do the same thing. So when you look at yourself in the mirror today, you look at yourself in the mirror before you go to bed, you look at yourself in the mirror, I want you to look at yourself and think and ask yourself, am I being an ally to myself? Am I helping myself? Or am I being an opponent? Am I holding myself back because I'm filling my mind with all of these negative ideas and thoughts and wishes that are just out there, that I can control what I'm doing, what I see, what happens in my life? I can control my mind. I can control how I respond to these things. And I choose today to control my mind in a way that will help me to be an ally to myself, to support myself, to push myself and drive myself towards a great outcome. And I'm done with holding myself back with my own mind. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you tuning in. If you liked what you heard, if you want to hear anything else, talk to me a little bit more, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you again soon.